The story of Maria, radiyallahu anha, we're going to start this, inshallah, small introduction. Maria, first of all, her name is Maria al-Qibtiyya, or Maria al-Masriya, or Maria bintu Shamoun. So all these names, the same one, Maria al-Masriya, because she was from Egypt. Maria al-Qibtiyya means she was Christian. And Maria bin Shamoun, her father was called Shamoun. Her father was a priest in Egypt. Her mother was from the Roman Empire. And she used to work at the castle of the king of Egypt. His name was Al-Muqawqas. So Al-Muqawqas was the king of Egypt. They were all Christian. And Maria, she lived with her sister. Her sister was called Sirin. They all lived in Egypt in the castle of the king, serving the king. And they were very loved over there, and they were given everything they wanted. Now, how did the Prophet ﷺ end up getting married to her, and he's all the way in Medina, so far away from Egypt? How is he going to get married to her? When the Prophet ﷺ became 60 years old, we said that was the last year he got married. His final marriage was done at that year. He got married to four ladies the same year, to Safiya and Habiba, Maria and Maymuna. The last four, he got married to all of them. And we said when he became 61, Allah revealed the ayah, لَا يَحِلُّ لَكَ النِّسَاءُ مِنْ بَعْدُ, which means you do not have permission to get married anymore. So that was the last marriage for him, was to Maymuna when he was 60 years old. And this marriage is very, very close, around like 1 month or 2 months apart. The Prophet ﷺ sent 14 letters to 14 different kings in many different empires, like the Roman Empire to Heraqal, his name was, Kisra, that the Persian Empire, Muqawqas, the Egypt king, and different kings. He sent them letters. And to see, subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ at that time had control of Medina only. Just imagine, just a leader of a small city is sending a big letter to the emperor himself. The one who took the letter, his name was Hafidh ibn Malta'a. Hafidh ibn Malta'a was the one who took the Prophet ﷺ's letter to Al-Muqawqas, to Egypt. Now, the Muqawqas gave him permission to come in, and he took the letter. The letter was very strong. I mean, just imagine if you want to say someone who is in charge of a small city sends a threat to a big king. Look at the dignity and the power of the Prophet ﷺ, because he knew Allah is on his side. It's not about how big your country was. Al-Muqawqas took the letter and he read it from Muhammad Rasulullah ﷺ to Al-Muqawqas, the king of Egypt. Aslim, taslam, accept Islam, it will be better for you. You'll be safe. And if you do not, then you will carry not only your sin, but the sin of your people as well. That's a big thing. You carry your sin and the sin of your people. And that answers the question when people ask, why did the Muslims go and fight the Romans and the Persians? Because those people did not let us come inside their countries peacefully to talk to their people about Islam. You don't want to accept Islam, it's up to you. But do not stop us from talking to your people. Muqawqas was reading and he was getting more surprised that he didn't even know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And who's that sending me this threat? If you do not listen to me, you carry your sin and the sin of those who come after you, your people.